Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit. What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
Dude.
All right, welcome to this week's therapy session from the Mind of Chaos, where I will go through things that are, fuck it, I'm just going to go through whatever the fuck comes to mind, you know, fuck it. Let's see, last week was great, a lot of people hated it, a lot of people loved it, it's pretty much what you're going to get, it's not for everybody, if you don't like it, it's okay, just change the station, don't listen to the podcast. If you do, or just tell me what you hate about it. I can always be reached at where I will tell you here in just a moment. And for those of you that liked it, cool. Let me know. Give me a holler at where I will tell you in just a moment. So with that being said, let's do some motherfucking housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
You come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want
towels? More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
All right. Where can you find everybody? You can find everybody in the social media world. We call it Twitter, Facebook. I'm sure Wood's on Snapchat. You can find him there. I'm sure Snowflake is out there on Tinder. I don't know. He's not on Tinder. He's married. I'm kidding. So anyway, to find these guys, you can find Snowflake at Kendall Scott. You can find Hollywood at SOW Hollywood. You can find the station that consists of this show, consists of Leaving Footprints, consists of Wheels in a Winter, and also consists of Sports Our Way / Two Guys in Mike and Sports at Chaos_Radio. And for those of you that want to send me the hate mail, that you're just dying to send me the hate mail, that you just, the hate mail's got to get to me. I hate him. I got to tell him. He's a hateful son of a bitch. Or if you want to tell me you love me, which is okay, just tell me you love me. And I'm good with that too. At FNCHAOS. That's FN as in fucking chaos. I was told here recently that I might cuss too much. That over the past week, there have been two occasions where one person says that I cuss more than anybody they've ever heard in their entire life, and another person who took exception with how I spoke to certain esteemed people, we'll say. And all I gotta say is, fuck you and fuck that. No fucking way. So I might drop a few more F-bombs this show just for the sole sake of dropping F-bombs, because I don't want to disappoint those people. For all they look like, God, it's a half hour, 45 minute cussing session. Every now and then I do incorporate a few, I don't know, points, you know, some things that I find interesting, you might find interesting, or to be honest with you, you may not give a fuck. You may be like, he's talking about this shit again, he's mad because people are oppressing gays. He's mad because cops are shooting civilians. He's mad because civilians are shooting cops. Or he's just mad. He's just mad. Doesn't he have enough sex in his life? Why is he so mad? Who actually, like, really, who has enough sex in their life? Let's be honest about that. I mean, yeah, porn star. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not. Outside of that, who has enough? Nobody. It's simple. Like, if you are, and I've, and you've probably heard this on this show before, this take, and I'm going to say it again because it comes up all too fucking often. If you are having any type of problems in your relationship, any problems at all, the only thing that you need to do is have more sex. Just do it. And I don't mean with other people. I mean with the significant other that you're with. So, you know, have more sex. Is there any point where you said, that's a bad idea? That's a bad idea. Let's see. I don't want to have more sex. That's bad. If your answer to that is I don't want to have more sex, you are not with the right person. You need to get the fuck out of there. Just go, because if you think of how the relationship was in the beginning, how cool it was in the beginning when you're like, yes, I just can't wait to touch her, I just can't wait to touch him, I just can't wait to get all up in that, I want to get wasted and have crazy sex with her, I want to have a romantic night where we're just all up in each other. And those were the good times, right? And, of course, the relationship evolves. It changes. Things happen. Responsibilities come into it. But I guarantee you, I fucking guarantee you, that you go back to having more sex and sex like that, there is no doubt in my life, in my mind, and it's chaos in the mind, don't get me wrong, but it will help things out. It's stupid. Stupid to think otherwise. And if you're sitting there going, oh, I don't want her to touch me, or oh, I don't want him to touch me, there's something fucking wrong. I mean, there's something absolutely fucking wrong that can't be fixed. And orgasm is one of the, like, you can't find that at aisle 7 of the fucking supermarket for a reason. I mean, it is put up there on the pinnacle of yeah. I mean, like, there's yeah, and then there's the pinnacle of yeah, and that's what you're looking for. So if you don't get that, go. Just get the fuck out of there. Yeah. Yeah, you're taking that in right now. You're thinking about it. You're like, not a bad idea. I'm thinking, okay, all right. Yeah, what he said. Damn right what I said. Damn right what I said. Let's see. What do we want to talk about? Let's see. Oh, gosh, I've been driving, like, and usually I'm pretty chill when I'm driving. Got my music going. Like, today was perfect. Top off the Jeep. Cruise around. Beautiful day out. 70 degrees. But, like, people just seem to be getting worse when they drive. I mean, and it's actually, like, I don't get irritated very easily, driving especially. You wouldn't think that. That sentence seems wrong. I don't get irritated very easily. This is all I do is rant on this show. But when I drive, whatever. You know, people are going to make bad moves. They don't see everything. I was literally driving through a parking lot, driving down an area where I was going to park. And you'll see people who will do that sometimes where they'll come through parking lot spaces to skip aisles, right? So I saw this chick. She was on my right, and she was just doing that. And I saw her. I'm like, I bet this bitch doesn't stop. Sure enough, she, like, if I didn't slam on my brakes, I probably missed her by about 4 inches. An Asian guy's penis is about what I missed her by. Maybe, well, probably that's too big. That's too big. So I'm just sitting there, and I lay on my horn, and I know how people react when you fucking honk on them. They get all defensive and what. I don't give a shit. This chick had to know she fucked up. So I'm laying on. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. You fucking idiot. I mean, like, how hard is it to see, like, it's not like I'm driving a smart car and shit. I'm not on a bicycle or a motorcycle or a trike or walking. The Jeep is pretty fucking big. And, like, literally, she just didn't, like, and as I'm going through shit today, like, I'm driving and everybody is looking down. Used to be everybody was looking down because they were, you know, masturbating while they drove. I can't confirm nor deny that I've done that before, but hey, Arbor Day is coming up. Why not help plant a few trees via Pornhub? You know, why not? But everybody is looking down. They're looking down at their fucking phone. It's amazing. It's amazing to think more people aren't dead. Look, I drive in text. Done it many times. I will have a game on my phone, especially on Sundays during football season. I'll be streaming that shit. But usually I'm playing the audio or whatever through the speakers of my car, and I kind of glance down on it. I'm not solely staring at this shit, and it drives – I mean, like, it's crazy to think that more people aren't dead. I get we have a population problem, and this is one way that can help end it all because people are going to keep doing this shit. And, like, it's either people who are driving, like, crazy slow are one of three scenarios. They're looking down at their phone, they're talking on their phone, or they're old. One of three. Every fucking time. Every time. There was a girl who looked like she, you know, she looked like she could have been beautiful. I it was hard to tell because she was looking down. So, you know, my imagination was probably filling in the gaps, making she probably looked up and had three teeth, so it wouldn't have mattered. And she literally, not only was she driving maybe 15 miles in a 55, having a hard time staying between the fucking lanes. You know, like, we got to a light, and, like, it turned green, and I might have been half a mile ahead before she even started to move forward. That's how much attention she was paying to her phone. And I was thinking, God damn. I mean, that is a woman that I would not want to date, too. If it's so important for you to do while you're driving, you know, when you're sitting your ass down at home trying to have a conversation with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whomever, and you're not putting that shit down, that would just be fucking irritating. Like, I'm not above all this. Don't get me wrong. I'll sit there and I'll, you know, watching a TV show anymore consists usually of me also having an iPad in my hand playing a game or something, checking email, Pornhub, whatever. All that stuff is there. And, you know, when my girlfriend and I are chilling, you know, she's on Pinterest or checking Facebook, and I might be online too. But, you know, we'll at least have the decency, if there's something serious going on and we're having a conversation, to be paying attention to each other primarily and everything else secondarily. And this is, like, it's insane how much it's all taken over. Insane. Like, people would really have their face in their phone than their face in a pussy. I don't get that. Why would I want an iPad screen in my face when I can have legs over my shoulders? And people seriously choose that. And it goes back to the first statement. If you're having problems in the relationship, put down the fucking iPad. Put down the fucking iPhone. Put down the Galaxy fucking Note. And put some legs around your fucking face. It'll help. I fucking guarantee you it'll help. Oh. I mean, unless if you're not attracted to the person anymore, then that's a whole different problem. Whole different issue. I'm not attracted to you, I got a problem. You know? What are you going to do then? Well, you're probably going to go fuck somebody else. Because you don't ever want to give up sex. One day, sex might be taken away from you. One day, the blue pill may not work. One day, you women, if there are any that listen to this show, God bless you. Or Johnny Cash bless you. Or whoever you want to fucking bless you when you sneeze, they will fucking bless you. You may get, you know, not as wet as you once were. You know, things happen. And then we'll flip to the back door. Whatever. So until it gets taken away from you, just pick that partner and just, like, all the time. Because one day you're going to want to, and it won't be there. And you'll be like, you'll be sitting there. You'd be having, like, girls, you'd be having coffee with your girlfriends at the local bistro, and you'd be checking out, you know, the UPS guy, because, you know, your first thought is, I know what Brown would do to me, bitches. And you'd be sitting there thinking, I remember when I used to have sex. I would love to have sex right now. Sex right now would be awesome, but got this whole vagina problem with dry rot and shit like that. It's like fucking, like, the desert, and, you know, it's cactuses are growing out of it and shit like that. And I can't. And you're thinking, God, I really should have. I should, you know. One thing you don't ever want to say is, I wish I would have fucked more. I wish I'd have had more sex with my husband. I wish I would have had more sex with my boyfriend. Guys, I wish I would have, you know, just not watched that game so much. Or I wish I wouldn't have played Clash of Clans so damn much to where it was more important than making her toes curl. Because that's ridiculous. It may be fucking gone one day. It totally may be gone. And that would be the worst thing to ever have happen to you. So we have people who are announcing for president. Rand Paul's running. He's running. He's probably, I mean, I say running loosely. It's more like walking. This is like when everyone's going to start getting hyped. They're going to be like, all right, here's all the candidates, blah, 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 blah. And within the next few months, they'll start debating each other, and they'll start, you know, tearing each other apart, and there'll be some fucking candidate who you think's going to do great, and all of a sudden you find out he's a member of the Ninja Head Ranch. I was like, huh? Yeah, you guys, you got to know what I'm talking about. So it's kind of fun to see. He's doing something different. He's got his own Rand Paul shop. You know, you can buy cornhole with his face on it. You know, it really should be, one should be like his face with the hole there. The other one should be his ass with like the hole in the middle. That would be popular amongst the GLTV population or anybody really. I mean, who knows? Burn that shit. Flip-flops with his fucking face on it. He's got cards. He's got a pocket constitution he's selling for $1,000. It's $1,000 for a pocket. Who is going to pay $1,000 for a pocket constitution? You want to do something with wood, take $1,000 to the strip club. I guarantee you will get a hell of a lot better of a time there than you would buying a fucking pocket constitution. We the fucking people. That's how it should have started. We the fucking, and lately, we the fucking dumbass people. Holy shit, $1,000. Of course, it's all going to his campaign fund. Great. I mean, do something to compete with Romney if Romney's running. Who knows? He may have to put in another elevator to his house and all that. Although he did have Duke and he had Duke in Kentucky in the national championship game. No, he had Wisconsin and Duke in the national championship game. That's right. That's what he had. He had that called. Way go you? I mean, what do you want me to say? Attaboy, Mitt. You know, you're a fucking moron. I don't take your 1%. Shove it up your cornhole ass. Look, I gotta talk about the shooting in South Carolina, and there's a whole bunch of shootings. I forget if I hit on this last week. I don't think I did, but this shooting in South Carolina is amazing. I we've talked about it a bit on Sports Our Way, but it's fucking amazing to think that. You know, a cop pulls over an African-American gentleman for a broken taillight. And he did. And the CNN had, you know, some guy on there who said, oh, it's fixed. You know, who's going to pull somebody over for a broken taillight? I can tell you that my mom, I remember this distinctly. My mom, once upon a time, we were driving home. I think it was a 10-mile drive home from work. It might have been longer. It could have been longer, but seemed like it was somewhere in that area. She had a busted taillight. She got pulled over 3 times. She's a Caucasian woman in her 30s at the time. And 3 times she got pulled over for the busted taillight. Now, she had to show the ticket that she got the first time. Not like she got 3 separate tickets. So one of the guys on CNN saying it was a bullshit, you know, reason to pull somebody over. I mean, half the major stops get started because you pull somebody over for a minor infraction. That's part of doing the job and part of figuring out, you know, where the bad guys are. The bad guys aren't checking for a broken taillight all the time. That's why they're criminals. They're not entirely brilliant. But this cop, man, he deserves to die, you know. And you hate to say that, but, you know, what he did is fucking horrible. You know, he pulls the guy over. He was cordial to him. He really was. He wasn't horrible to him. You know, when he was talking to him initially, got his name and license. I found out this guy, you know, ends up running from the car because he's late on child support. So he knows he's got a warrant out for him because of child support. So he runs. He bails. And, of course, the cop runs after him. Thank God for for people who are brave enough to record this shit on their cameras, on their phones, on whatever, and to get this, because, you know, it shows the cop, you know, the guy and the cop end up getting into a scuffle. Cop ends up having him in the ground. At one point, the guy gets back up and starts running again. And the cop blasts him shoots five times. I think it hits him twice, kills him. Then the cop runs back to his car, gets a taser, and drops it next to the guy. Because he's yelling, taser, taser, taser. And it's almost like he had this, I mean, that to me, that's premeditation. He is yelling, taser, because I'm assuming that he thinks that the dash cam back in his car is going to pick up him vocalizing taser, or if he's wearing a mic on him, or whatever it is. So, of course, he shoots the guy and drops the taser. It kind of covers. And the guy was just running. I mean, he was just running. I mean, they had his name, they had his ID, they had everything, and they end up shooting the guy. And you know, in South Carolina, they're bringing up charges against the cop, as they fucking should. His lawyer, who he had before some of this stuff started breaking out, has resigned. You know, he doesn't want any part of it. This guy deserves every bad thing that he gets. And it's just, I mean, it's, there's bad people all around us. Sometimes they're behind a shield, and sometimes they're behind a tie, and sometimes they're, a guy looking like a thug on the street. You never know who the bad guy is, because those same guys, the one behind the shield, the one behind a tie, and the guy that looks like a thug can also be the friendliest, coolest people you'll ever meet in your life. It kind of bugs me when I have conversations with people and they say, well, I don't mean to stereotype. No, you do mean to stereotype. You do mean to stereotype, because you have to stereotype. You have to. It doesn't mean you're a bigot or racist or anything like that, but you have to be cautious. It's okay to be cautious. It's okay to protect yourself. It's not okay to take that same mentality and see those things and start with slander. It's okay to be wary. And right now, I'm sure a lot of people are wary of police officers. I mean, as they quite possibly should be. I mean, if you're getting pulled over by a police officer, not a marshal on a horse, that just sounded stupid, if you're getting pulled over by a police officer. If you're getting pulled over and you don't feel safe, call 911 from your cell phone and just say, hey, I'm being pulled over at the corner of Main and Washington Street. I'm driving north on Main Street. I don't feel safe right now with this officer behind me. I want to pull up to a police station or something along those lines where it's safer for you, where there's just more than you and those cops. You know, there's things you can do to protect yourself. I encourage you to do so. It doesn't mean that just because you're getting pulled over that you shouldn't feel safe. But in case you don't, that's what you do. Because you have to protect you first. You know, if you're doing something wrong, you know, if I'm speeding and I'm getting pulled over, I'm going to be a little cautious. You know, I'm going to take everything into account. But I also got to, you know, you have to have a certain amount of self-accountability. You know you've done wrong. They have every right to pull you over, and they have every right to protect themselves, too. So just keep all that shit in mind. So if there's one thing you can take from this show, one major lesson, have more sex. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, have more sex. Have it with the woman you go home to at night. Have it with, you know, the man you cuddle up to. Have more. If you're too tired, just find a way. Because I guarantee you, you know, unless you're not attracted and there's other reasons you need to get out of that relationship, if you still love them, you're still there, I guarantee you, it's not going to hurt. And it's going to feel oh so, unless you want it to hurt, and it's going to feel oh so good. Just saying. All right, that's all I got. So I had to get some of the shit out. I will be back next week. Hollywood and I will probably be on later doing Sports Our Way. So with that, motherfuckers! that say I cuss too much, you all can fuck off. But I am out.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all.